Attention, men. Are you wanting to break free from porn or other unwanted sexual behaviors, but finding it seemingly impossible to quit? If so, we can help. My name is Jonathan Daugherty, the founder of Gateway to Freedom. This 3-day workshop is for any man who wants to overcome any kind of unwanted sexual behavior. So whether you're married, single, or divorced, this powerful and proven intensive weekend will help you uncover what is at the root of your struggle and discover the man God always created you to be. Space is limited, so call us today at 210-822-8201 to register. That's 210-822-8201, or visit bebroken.org/GTF.
So when someone attacks you, what are you going to do? What are you going to say when they say, you're so stupid, you're just stupid? What's the matter with you? You're so stupid. Here are the words we want to suggest that you try saying. The God in me is bigger than the fear in you.
Good day, friends. I'm Jonathan Daugherty, founder of Be Broken Ministries. And we exist to help individuals and families move from sexual brokenness to wholeness in Christ and equip others to do the same. In today's episode, I sit down with Dr. Stephen Cervantes to talk about the lifelong journey of emotional growth, especially for men. We introduce a practical tool. It's the phrase, the God in me is bigger than the fear in you, to help you stay centered and respond thoughtfully when facing criticism and negativity. We explore how compassion and faith can transform tough interactions and encourage you to make this simple tool a habit for deeper emotional growth. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. We're here to support you as we all grow stronger and more resilient together. For daily insights from Stephen, visit drmarriage.org. For additional resources, you can visit our website at bebroken.org or check out the links that we're going to put in today's show notes. And of course, friends, I'm always going to invite you to rate and review the podcast after listening to help others find it. Now, let's dive into today's conversation for better emotional growth. All right, I'm here with Dr. Stephen Cervantes. How's it going today?
Good. Glad to be here. It's always a blessing to do these. I'm glad to see you and we get caught up. Hey, you even match your shirt matches the wall paint. Hey, just yeah. In case you didn't notice that. You
know? So hopefully I don't blend in too much.
Just color coordinating fade out. Here, you know?
What we're doing here, this may be a shorter than normal episode because I think it's good every now and then to just say, hey, let's try to provide one tool.
Yes.
For some guys' toolbox out there. And you wanted to call this an emotional growth tool, right?
Yeah, I like it. This is an emotional growth tool to add to your emotional growth toolbox so that when hard things come at you, when people in pain come at you, how do you respond? Is that okay to
absolutely
go there?
Because you got more and just well, I just want to say also this fits into our overall theme that we're always talking about, especially for the men that we're working with, is like be on an emotional growth mission. Amen. Like the mission is to continue to grow emotionally. And the good news about that is
that blesses you to say that.
Yeah.
Because it's so universal. Every man, I wish my father had said that. Mm-hmm. We're gonna be on emotional growth. You're gonna be at your age and I'm gonna be at mine. And we're going to talk about what I'm learning, what you're learning, and what you could try and what I could try. Right? Let's go. Men going down. Can you just see a bunch of people in the same, bunch of men in the same direction, like a swarm going, we're on a growth mission. We're going to help one another and encourage one. It's a beautiful thing.
And here's the good news about it. Like you just mentioned it, you know, you got a father and a son and they're at different ages and different stages. And guess what? They're on a growth mission.
Yes.
And so the good news about this is because there's not an end to this, you don't need to be in a hurry. Mm-hmm. So sometimes what we do as men is when we, especially for the men that we serve in this ministry, who, man, the crisis of their brokenness and the sexual acting out and all that kind of stuff comes up, there tends to be this hyperventilation, panic, and urgency. And, yeah, certain things, when you're in crisis, you feel like, I got to address these things right away. But when we're talking about an emotional growth mission that is lifelong, amen, and I believe actually will even continue into eternity.
Amen.
I don't think we're going to be static beings in eternity. No. We're going to still be learning and growing. in perfection, but we'll be learning and growing.
Yes.
So why don't we just start practicing now and not be in a hurry? So this is one of those tools that I think will really help you continue to pursue that emotional growth mission.
And the thing about tools are, I don't know if you noticed this, but like you'll get a thought, a slogan, a verse, an insight, and you'll use it. And it'll be good for a few weeks, and then it sort of falls away.
Mm.
And I love that because God's got the next thing coming.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe when you're younger, a smaller tool is good. But as you get older, you want bigger, more powerful, beefier tools that really bring the system to rest. So let's set up the scenario. The world is full of people that are in pain. Angry people, rushing people, attacking people, demeaning, shaming, saying ugly things, discontent.
Fearful.
Yeah, full of fear and doubt, and people are in different places in their life, and it's like you're coasting along and somebody turns to you and says an ugly thing to you. That's what this tool is. It's what's your response when broken humanity gets in your face?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? What are you going to say? Who are you going to be? Because you could survive it. Or you could say something that would anchor your soul in great rest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, we want to be thoughtful people. We want to be slow to respond. We want to be wise people that are not caught up in the pain of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone attacks you, what are you going to do? What are you going to say? When they say, you're so stupid, you're just stupid. What's the matter with you? You're so stupid. Here are the words we want to suggest that you try saying. The God in me is bigger than the fear in you.
Mm.
What do you think?
That's good. You know, and there's a lot of different ways that we can be attacked, right? I think a lot of this is the idea of being attacked is when you feel like, man, your character has been impugned or your reputation's on the line, or maybe somebody said something false about you or whatever. The idea of you feel like I'm being, you know, somebody is jumping on me here. And I love the perspective shift that this gives. Twofold. One is to remember, you know what? I may not actually be strong enough to bear this, but I have the God who is in me.
Amen.
Is big enough. He's got big shoulders.
So,
and here's the thing. So even if what they're saying is true in their attack, mm-hmm. like I can still say, man, I don't know if I can stand up under this, but the God who is in me, and I love the other perspective shift, is it also helps us realize what may be going on in this other person. Because how many times when we get attacked, do we automatically, we make it all about us, right? Because we're thinking, what do I need to do? How do I need to defend myself?
Right.
Instead of going, one mental shift is the God who's in me is big enough. And there's something going on in this other person that I have no control over. And so this could be provoked by fear or whatever, whatever's going on in them.
So somebody walks up to you and criticizes you. They're critical of you. They're putting your flaws in your face.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to say?
Same thing. The God in me is bigger than the fear in you.
I'm trying to reduce you and parse you into pieces that I can then criticize, find flaws. And you're going to say what?
The God in me is bigger than the fear in you.
But what if somebody comes to you with an insult? They found a weakness and they jump on that. They exaggerate that weakness. They point out this weakness and they decide they're going to embarrass you and insult you in front of other people. They are going to take lordship over you. What are you going to say?
The God in me is bigger than the fear in you.
And what if you're the butt of a joke and somebody needs to laugh and cause a laugh at your expense. They want to humiliate you. They want to mock you. They want to laugh at you. They want to parade you around as being less than. Mm. What are you going to do?
I'm going to say that the God in me is still bigger than the fear in you.
Mm. You know, when you say that to me, it sort of shrinks me because I'm thinking I have all the power and you're saying something. And it's interesting because we didn't even tell people, should we say this out loud or quietly inside? And what's your thought?
I'm probably going to say it quietly inside.
Yeah.
Because it's more for me.
It's for to it's anchor for our souls, right? And it's not to start
it could,
another fight.
Because it could come across as being defensive or whatever, or just or deflecting or what. When in fact, I'm trying to center and regulate myself.
There you go. That's you know? Right. And when somebody's out of control, you got to regulate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if you're trying to strike back, right, whoever starts
yeah, because it could
dialogue,
come across like, oh, yeah, the God in me is bigger than the fear in you. It's like,
you could
that's
be
not the point, right?
Oh, I like that. I'm going to try that one here, mocking you. Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's good. So, but the point is, they are in pain and wounded and sorry, they're not smart right now with what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And are you going to let it steal your joy and define you in this moment and cause you to come out? Because remember, whoever sets the agenda, if you go, no, I'm not. Whoever set the agenda has more power than the, no, I'm not. No, you shouldn't say that to me. Don't tell me that. That's not true. You understand? Whoever said you are, but if you change the subject, mm-hmm. you take power back. And
yeah.
That's exactly what we're doing. We're changing the subject. I'm not going to argue with you. You're a mess.
Mm-hmm. And I like the also, there's something about highlighting fear in the other person in all of these. When you could say, well, wait a second, somebody could be, you know, how could all of these be fear? Why couldn't it be another motivation? But, you know, you said many times, everyone is driven by a core fear.
That's right.
And so if somebody's attacking me, criticizing me, insulting me, laughing at me, mocking me, I think at the base of that, there's a fear.
There's a fear. Yeah.
It could be comparison fear. It could be a fear of just their own, you know, their own status or what. There could be a lot of things that are going on.
Yeah. Why do I have to take lordship over you?
Yeah.
Because I don't feel good enough, right?
Yeah.
Why do I have to mock you and make you small? Because probably that's how I feel inside.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't want people to know that. So I, right? There's all bad behavior is driven by some fear.
Yeah.
And that's what you're saying, right?
And I think too, the beauty of this tool to have in your toolbox of that idea of my God in me is bigger than the fear in you.
Yeah.
Is it's a reminder that brings us to a place of maybe even recognizing our own fears and having a sense of, you know, I might have compassion rather than, you know, be combative or think that I've got to, you know, take up my own mantle.
But what I love what you're saying is your fear could trigger my fear.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. Your behavior. I'm sorry. Even though your fear is driving bad behavior, your bad behavior could trigger my fear
mm-hmm.
that maybe it's true or somebody will think it. Then I'll act on my fear, which just, you know, ping pong back and
yeah.
forth.
Yeah, and what I'm saying in this is I want to get a bigger perspective. I want to remind myself that
yes.
that there is a God who is bigger than me. There's a God who is bigger than the fear in you. And
yes.
in some ways, it's like it's not only just bringing hope to my own heart, but maybe not even in that conversation, it's at least planting in my mind that there's hope for this person too. Because my God is bigger than his fear.
Yes.
And so
yes,
maybe God in this even in this moment could be working in him something that I don't know.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
And the issue is, am I willing to entrust that to God rather than trying to dive in where I might be, like you said, getting my fear triggered and it might result in me acting in a bad way.
But so, you're like saying five things all at once.
Yeah.
Right? God is big. God loves you and me. Why you're stupid? Why do I want to be stupid back?
Mm-hmm.
You're fearful. Why do I want to be fearful? I think I'll regulate myself better. You understand? You're saying about five things.
And yet it's one tool. Yeah. Like if you can insert this line into your toolbox of when you are having someone else's fear trigger an attack or a criticism or mocking or laughing or whatever, that you can have this one tool that says, no, this is the one line I want to go to. That the God in me is bigger than the fear in you.
Amen. Okay, you're so stupid. You know, you make mistakes. You forget things. You underperform. And I don't know, why are you so stupid?
The God in me is bigger than the fear in you.
Mm. And it's like, I like mocking people. I like tweaking them and twisting them and mocking them. And so, what would be a good mocking statement? Who do you think you are anyway? Why do you think you're some big important person? Why are you so full of yourself?
I'd have to say the God in me is bigger than the fear in you.
Amen.
Yeah.
The God in me is bigger than the fear in you. The God in me who's with me, who holds me, the God in me that laid down his life, the God in me, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the God tools that I have can help me stay at rest when you are losing your mind in pain and stupid and attacking and you are out of control. The God in me can stay sort of peaceful and in control.
And I think this tool is deeply rooted in our Savior Jesus and what he modeled for us. Because what did it say of him? Like a sheep being led to the slaughter, he opened not his mouth against his accusers. What was he doing? He was saying the Father in me is bigger than the fear in you. Because what ultimately drove those religious leaders to say, crucify him? Was it not fear? They're like, this guy is starting to get a lot of followers. This guy is disrupting our system. This guy is messing with all the tradition that we have.
Yeah.
And yet, what did Jesus do? He entrusted himself to the Father, said, the Father in me is greater than the fear in you. And what did that ultimately lead Jesus to do? It led him on a mission that was for our redemption. And so in a very real way, I think our connection to this being a tool in our toolbox is we're saying, I want to take a redemptive path. I want to take a redemptive angle to this conversation. I don't want to dive in with the foolishness of saying, let me get in a fight and have it tit for tat. And we're going to be like, oh, you're going to mock me. Well, I'll mock you back. And let's not do that. Let's instead say the God in me is bigger. Bigger than the fear in you. And I can entrust myself. And maybe like Jesus, that means in this moment, my mouth needs to stay shut. But also, if we're saying the God in me is bigger, God may give me a word
right
in that moment.
The Holy Spirit.
It doesn't mean that this tool says you never respond in any kind of way verbally to anything that's going on. What you're doing first, though, is you're saying, I want my heart and my mind to be in the right place.
That's right. I got to anchor me so I don't get in a fight that I didn't want. Anyway, you shut up to fight. It's like, I don't have to fight. This is dumb.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
And then God will either give you something or not. But it's like, hold your rest. Anchor yourself. They're inviting you to a fight where nobody wins. And it's like, I don't want to get in this fear fight, this chest bump, this stupid answers to stupid. I don't want to get in that.
So your homework is to repeat that line 10 times.
Amen.
Just in your head or out loud, just say, the God in me is bigger than the fear in you.
God in me is bigger than the fear in you. Let's do it. 10 to you.
The God in me is bigger than the fear in you.
The God in me is bigger than the fear in you.
The God in me is bigger than the fear in you.
The God in me is bigger than the fear in you.
The God in me is bigger than the fear in you.
The God in me is bigger than the fear in you.
The God in me is bigger than the fear in you.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. And just let that be something that, hey, you can call, bring it to your mind whenever you're under those attacks. Because again, it is kind of a centering, regulating thing. Mm-hmm. And then listen for what God has for you to do in that moment. It might be, you know what, there needs to be a boundary of silence here. Maybe I need to walk away. Maybe God just shows me in that moment there's a word, a gentle word that turns away wrath. There's something that he wants me to say to this person that is going to bring that redemptive path, Amen. Whatever it is. Amen. But the first thing is getting that centering of the God in me is bigger than the fear in you.
Amen.
So
thanks for listening.
We want to help you take your next best step. So reach out to us, and we look forward to seeing you back here again next time on the Pure Sex Radio program.
God bless.
Pure Sex Radio is paid for by Be Broken Ministries. Visit us online at puresexradio.com.